Hey folks, are you ready?
Wait, my coffee.
What about my porridge?
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we're here with you yet another great day. This time it's Monday, and it happens to be the first program of the month of November. For some reason, this is like one of my most favorite months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Happy November, Gabby.
Yes.
Happy November, listeners.
Yes, happy November, everyone. I gotta agree with you, Bindi. I don't know if it is the early Christmas spirit we're all feeling, but November just seems to be one of those months where things go right for me.
Well, I could say the same thing. It's my anniversary month.
Same.
Both hair and wedding anniversary. Yes.
Okay.
This year I'll be celebrating 10 years with Radio Guyana Inc.
Well, congratulations to you and your 10 years. I'm sure all our listeners are so happy to hear that.
You have to see why I'm excited this morning, right?
10 years of Bindi on the radio. Y'all been getting in all this time, listeners. But guess what? If it's your birthday, it's a very special day for you. And you're sharing that with Matthew McConaughey, who's an actor. Sundar Popo, the singer, Kathy Griffin, the comedian, Doris Roberts, the actress, Tabu, the actress, Heather Tom, the actress, and Curtis Stone, the chef. We also have our quote for today, and it goes, "Forget not that the earth delights to feel your bare feet, and the winds long to play with your hair." A quote from Khalil Gibran. What do you think about that one today?
To be honest with you, take me back to smallhood days, childhood days. Why did I say smallhood days?
I think it makes small days and childhood together, but we get the point of going back in time. This is when you had that freedom, when, you know, this is when you had your time to be outside and about.
Yes, like...
Mine was quite different.
Okay. Let me put it this way, right? You're young. You're carefree. Yes, you have your parents there to guide you. But without their guidance, you have no fear, right? You have no clue what danger is unless you experience it, unless somebody tell you, right? You would jump out of the house and talk to a random stranger. Just smile at them. Right, you have no clue what's coming your way. You have no clue what bad intentions these people have. Or you have no hate for anybody.
I love that. I love that take on the quote for today. I have a different one. Mainly because the freedom of having, you know, the earth on your bare feet and the winds in your hair, it gives me more like road trip vibes, like an opportunity to reconnect with nature. Yeah. So, like for me, my childhood, I was like inside. I didn't do the outside thing. But as an adult, I love to find me at one of them creeks on the highway. Ooh.
Yes. And I do believe that sometimes all you need to do is to loosen up a bit.
That's it.
Remind yourself that you were once a child. Remind yourself that there was a time in your life when you had no bills to pay. You didn't have any, you didn't have much responsibilities on your shoulder. And you were happy, right? Because you go to bed having no fear. You wake up in the morning without thinking or wondering what the day is going to bring. And sometimes we as adults, we forget that we're not here to just exist. We're here to live and enjoy and be a part of this world. And no matter how challenging life could be, I mean, I'm not preaching, right? It's just that I'm feeling it this morning. I'm feeling it.
Today gives grateful vibes, you know?
No matter how many challenges come in your way, you need to enjoy life a bit.
Definitely.
You need to allow the good things to come your way.
I love that you mentioned that because oftentimes we tend to think about everything that we've got going on negatively in our lives. And we don't remember that, hey, my niece or nephew was born the other day and that's something to be celebrated. Waking up in the morning is something to be celebrated. And something we all so forget as adults is that as much as you have responsibility, the only person you have a responsibility to is yourself. So if you feel like you're under too much pressure and these kind of things, don't forget that you're an adult and you can literally just do what you want. And with that, we are going to wrap up this segment of our morning, and we're going to give you Nigi Boy and Moyan with Unfair, our song of the day.
Drink Pepsi Black for max taste. No sugar. Pepsi Black time, 6 hours 5.
RGI's Song of the Day.
Frost, me know two wrongs don't make right, but life's unfair. So, my and you better wake up.
And if life unfair at the end of the day, oh no man selfish and jealous. Nigeria won't make you say so.
Ah boy, baby me hear yo. But I just human nature. If the ratio of woman to man I tend to one, why playing at the same boat?
Boy you must be mad, me and the next girl not staying at the same house. Won't chase the world this time, me I pop my things and leave yo.
You don't think, I don't see the moves you make. Remember, I am the king in this game. If you leave, everything will remain the same. Remember, I am the king in this game.
You won't find a next girl like me. Mark my words, you try tread lightly. Queen in a the deck, no boy can't style me. Them girl no want Nigel, them want Nigel.
Baby, you can't go and scrutinize me. Members say them girl love me blindly. Call me narcissist all you want. But la la, one girl can't tie me. You don't think, I don't see the moves you make. Remember, I am the king in this game. If you leave, everything will remain the same. Remember, I am the king in this game. Stop playing pretend, girl. Me know you don't wanna leave. You just had said the things. If you make me eyes start bleeding, me head start at me. Baby, no bother with your antics. Me know you just a chatterbag of madness. So I make me feel put up on practice.
You don't see the things you do, and that's not fair. You gon' realize you lost me when I'm not there. Suppose your ego, try me again, adios amigo. Lock off me heart, you a real deceiver. Me find a next man when me want for feature.
You don't think, I don't see the moves you make. Remember, I am the king in this game. If you leave, everything will remain the same. Remember, I am the king in this game.
Step into the exciting world of virtual blackjack. Test your luck and skills in this thrilling card game where the goal is to hit 21 without going bust. With realistic gameplay and endless possibilities, Virtual Blackjack offers endless entertainment for all players. Are you ready to be the dealer and win big? Visit www.superbet.gy. Superbet, your best bet. Must be 18 years and older. Terms and conditions apply. Play responsibly.
A.N. Habib Supermarket and Wholesale Depot, we offer a wide range of Indian spices in both retail and wholesale quantities, such as whole cumin seeds or jeera, clove, whole and ground cinnamon, whole fenugreek, whole yellow mustard seeds, star aniseed, ginger powder, turmeric powder, black cumin seeds, whole cardamom, fennel seeds, whole coriander seeds, stick cinnamon, and much more, available in 55 pounds bag. Visit us at Lot 431 Block 19, Line Path, Kariviton, Burbies. Call us on 652-1821 or 655-0123. We deliver all wholesale products countrywide. A.N. Habib and Wholesale Depot, adding a little spice to your life.
Are you bothered by mosquitoes, ticks, sandflies, fleas, and other biting insects? Simply shoo them away. Shoo is a clear, liquid insect repellent with a pleasant fragrance and a potent active ingredient that's effective against mosquitoes and all other biting insects. No need for toxic sprays and frustrating swatters. Rub on or spray Shoo insect repellent and enjoy instant relief and protect yourself against the dengue fever. Distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
An essential part of growing your brand involves gaining the trust of your customers. One of the best ways to do so as a manufacturer is to get your product certified by the GNBS Made in Guyana Standards Mark. The GNBS time is 6 hours 10.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we're back with you right here on Breakfast with RGI. So, Gabby.
Hello.
I mean, I could see you. You're in a good mood this morning. Listeners, if you're all in a good mood this morning, give yourself a little tap on the shoulder. It means that you slept on the right side of the pillow. Right? And for those of you feeling a bit gloomy, we're hoping that this is the company we keep in with you this morning can put you or set the pace for the rest of the day, right? Put you back in a good mood or just set the pace for the rest of the day. Now, I am looking at an article here that is coming from USA Today.
Mm.
CEO of
A-List Smiles
charged with practicing dentistry without license in Atlanta. I mean,
y'all might sound crazy for laughing, but oh man, well, how much research do you need to do as a patient to know that your dentist or the person working on your oral hygiene is not qualified?
Well, Gabby.
Yes,
baby. I have never done research on any dentist I've visited before.
I am stunned. Why not? It's be established institutions.
Yeah.
I could understand an established institution.
I go by this here. See, I went to this dentist the other day and I had good, service. And I said, okay, I'll go in next time.
Oh my, I guess I'm a bit too paranoid for this world because even if I go to a doctor, I check them out on LinkedIn.
So let me share this quick experience with you before we get straight into the article, right?
Mm-hmm.
My worst experience with a dentist was back in 2018. So I went to extract a wisdom tooth. And no, I'm not going to call names this morning or embarrass anybody. But I went to extract a wisdom tooth. My wisdom tooth, it was so deep into the root, like the root was so deep into the gum.
Mm-hmm.
They had to split it in four before they could actually take it out.
Oh my.
Right? And in the process of doing so, they took out a piece of my other tooth that was directly next to that wisdom tooth. And Gabby, I'm facing the penalty right now because I'm left with a hole there. Whenever I consume anything hot, it affects it. Whenever I consume anything cold, anything sweet, yeah, and I have to go get it filled and probably cap back.
Oh, wow.
So they basically chip out a piece of my tooth.
Girl, so I would have gone back. They would have had to fix what they caused.
So let me tell y'all something out there. Mm. Next time you visit in the dentist, do your research.
Please.
Because apparently, something fishy happened here. Now, Georgia authorities shut down an illegal dental practice owned and operated by a man who called himself the CEO of A-List Smiles. Hear the name of it, no?
A-List Smiles.
So, they actually have his name here, Brandon Dillard. And they're saying that he practiced dentistry and performed veneer installation and maintenance services without a license from January of 2021 all the way to September of 2024.
Listen, every time I hear the term veneer, I get upset because you do not have genuine veneers on the market as much as it is now from actual legal, trained and qualified dentists. These are very expensive
mind
things.
Mind you, we use social media for everything these days.
Yeah.
We need recommendation, social media. We need referral, social media. And hear what? This man used his business Instagram page, and it's called A-List Brandon, and he marketed himself and advertised his services, and that's where people got fooled.
You know, I noticed this thing being a trend at one point, because on TikTok, you know, you got the different sides of it. On beauty TikTok, veneers, for those of you who don't know, that's when they put that white cap over your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not just sliding it over your teeth. They're filing your teeth down so that they can create space to put that.
Did he self-study?
That is what it seems to be, but and there's training. He has training. Yeah. We don't know what he did.
By the way, he's offering training to others as well.
Well, imagine the unqualified training, people. Listen, that is why you need to do your research and you need to get into it when it comes to anything relating to your health. And with that, we are going to wrap up this chat and this discussion. Just do your research. But when we come back, it's time for This Day in History.
The time is now 6 hours 15. Coming to you with the compliments of Sally's Boutique, the new home of Clark's.
Guyana Times. For stories that impact you in print, online, and on your mobile device.
For last night's scores and tomorrow's weather. For the latest in business and what's current in culture.
We're who you can count on for news and information. And it's what we deliver every day.
To advertise with us, contact our marketing department on telephone numbers 231-0544 or 223-7230 or email us at marketing@guyanatimesgy.com for more information on affordable packages.
Guyana Times, the beacon of truth.
I don't know what to do about these mosquitoes anymore. With all the dengue fever and malaria they're carrying.
Use Mozzipel Insect Repellent.
What?
Rub on Mozzipel Insect Repellent. It keeps insects away for 8 hours, so you don't have to worry about those deadly diseases or that confusion with mosquito nets and coils. Plus, Mozzipel Insect Repellent has aloe vera and vitamin E, so it softens and heals skin while protecting you.
Mozzipel Insect Repellent?
With aloe vera and vitamin E. The safe way to keep insects away.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
All right, folks, of course you are tuned in to Breakfast with RGI, and we are talking about things that happened in history, and I think my friend Bindi got a special one we want to start off for you today.
What do you know about the Spice Girls?
Oh gosh, I love the Spice Girls. I always envision myself as Scary Spice. I want to go as her in like a group of girls for Halloween one time, and I want to just have fun as Scary Spice. I could see myself as Mel B.
All right, so can I tell you something, right? On this day, in the year 1996, mm-hmm. I was just a year old and couple months. Right? A year and couple months old. And today, well, y'all could guess my age. But today, I listen to the Spice Girls music like if they just released or came out yesterday.
Right?
So the British girls group, the Spice Girls, would have released their debut album, Spice, and goes on to sell 23 million copies. Y'all heard that? 23 million copies. Now, they've been about, I mean, it may seem as though it's so long, but knowing my age, it's like the other day, right? Because I'm still young. But this album was recorded between 1995 and 1996 at Olympic Studios in Barnes, London, and Strong Groom Studios in London as well. And it was produced by Matt Rowe and Richard Stannard. Now, the production duo Absolute was definitely a big hit for them, right? Now, Spice, of course, is a pop album that incorporates styles such as dance, R&B, and hip-hop, and it is considered to be the record that brought teen pop back, opening the doors for a wave of teen pop artists as well, right? And if you're wondering why we love this album so much, it's because we got songs like Wannabe.
That is my favorite.
Absolutely beautiful, you know, energetic, like the song that could relate, that any girl out there can relate to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say You'll Be There, To Become One, and this one here, Mama, or Who Do You Think You Are? Now, this album was definitely a worldwide commercial success, and Spice topped the charts in more than 17 countries across the world and was certified multi-platinum in 27 countries, platinum in 14 countries, and gold in 3 countries, including 10 times platinum in the United Kingdom and Canada, 8 times platinum in Europe, and 7 times platinum in the United States. Right?
You know what's spectacular about the Spice Girls? The fact that when they had first come out in the 90s, the people in like the US thought they were like this pop-up group that just came out with an overnight hit. But the best thing about it is that they were a group that had like different girls changing and trying out the group and all these different things. And for those of you who may not know all the other Spice Girls outside of Scary Spice, we had, of course, Melanie, who is Mel B, as Scary Spice. But you had another Melanie there who was Sporty Spice. We had Victoria, who was Posh Spice. Of course, she's now married to Beckham, David Beckham. So shout out to you being a Spice Girl and married to one of the most good-looking footballers too.
You know, today happens to be a day of music because just 1 year after Shania Twain, the so famous Shania Twain, she would have released her third studio album, Come On Over. And this album was definitely a big one too. It has songs like From This Moment On, You're Still The One, Honey I'm Home, That Don't Impress Me Much, Man I Feel Like A Woman, You've Got Away, the album theme itself, Come On Over, Rock This Country, I'm Holding On To Love. Did I miss any? Oh, the song When, and the song Don't Be Stupid as well. And there's also this one, Love Gets Me Every Time.
Oh my gosh. Listen, Shania, I don't know what was it in the 90s. I guess that's why we got so many, what do we call we? Are we millennials? I guess so. Are we? But that's why we had so much millennials. They had some good music in the 90s. Shania Twain had this song that everybody had at their wedding. I hope I did. I'm not mixing up my artists, but is she the one who sang Still the One I Run To? Yeah.
Yes.
So Shania Twain has been doing it in the music industry. So right now we're going to go a bit off of music, but we're going to jump into something else that would have basically formed our childhood, Bindi.
Oh, not mine.
I talking in general, like something you would have been aware of at least a little bit.
Yeah, you got to be talking about Harry Potter.
That's
well,
it.
It's not for me.
Girl, try. Even if it wasn't for you, I'm sure you would have heard other people around you speaking about
everybody
it.
Go crazy.
But in 2001, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, the first film adaptation of the books by J.K. Rowling, premiered, and it was starring Daniel Radcliffe. Now, those of you who first know of Harry Potter through the films, this is the only Harry Potter that you would have known. Daniel Radcliffe, and of course we had, you know, these other budding stars coming up as Hermione and so on and so forth. But Harry Potter itself was already a very, very popular book in the 90s. So having the film adaptation in 2001 was amazing. Wow. Of course, you had to find a way to mix in like the magic tricks and using state-of-the-art VFX and new things in the music in the movie industry that made the book to screen adaptation so amazing. And of course, this was not particularly a Hollywood film. They had put out a casting call for young children between the ages of 10 to 12 to come in and actually audition for the parts. And Daniel Radcliffe got Harry Potter, and look at how it kickstarted his career. And all of that to say that there is a casting call happening right now in England for young children to go and audition to be a part of the new wave of Harry Potter books.
Wow. I could feel it, you know. I could feel people going crazy over this.
Yeah, it was definitely a time to be alive when it first came out. And I guess the best part of it is actually introducing the new generation to Harry Potter and seeing their reactions to all of the amazing world building that J.K. Rowling did. But did you know that in England, outside of just Harry Potter, we're going into a different thing now. We're talking about a TV series that also relates to England. And this happened in 2016. The British TV series, The Crown, premieres with Claire Foy playing Queen Elizabeth II and Matt Smith as Prince Philip.
Aww.
Have you gotten the opportunity to look at this?
Nope. Well, you know, it's funny that you would find me looking at other... how do I put it? other royalties and get an insight of their business except these?
Like other royals, like who? Like music royals or so? Because there's like not much of them remaining.
I know.
So like you don't look at that?
Like the regular ones, the fictional ones.
Okay, that makes sense. You don't, you're not into the actual royals.
Nope. And I hate when people go bashing them too.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to you and your fictional royals. But in this case, this here, I wouldn't say it's like bashing. But this particular series was like one of the most closest to historical facts. Mm-hmm. So a lot of persons were in love with the crown. I remember it being like a talk of the town when it first came out. And they also had a quick mention of Guyana there as well, with that being one of the locations Queen Elizabeth had to visit. So if you haven't gotten the opportunity, take the chance to check out The Crown on Netflix. So with that, we're going to wrap up our discussion on this day in history. And when we come back, it's time for Fact or Fiction.
Would you be missing the party this weekend because of that nagging cold and cough? Boost your body's immunity now by taking Feral Compound, a combination of vitamins and minerals to fight off coughs and cold so you can be the life of the party again. Don't be restricted by those nagging coughs and cold. Take Feral today and enjoy the little joys of life. Feral Compound is for adults and children 14 years and older, distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
Sona Instant Full Cream Milk Powder is made from pure, fresh, pasteurized cow milk of the highest quality. It is a delicious and nutritious drink, ideal for the entire family and safe to use for babies 6 months and older. Sona Instant Full Cream Milk is rich in protein, calcium, zinc, vitamins A and D3. Solely distributed by A.N. Habib Supermarket and Wholesale Depot, Lot 431, Block 19, Line Path, Caraveton, Burbies. Call us on 652-1821 or 655-0123. Sona Full Cream Milk Powder, delicious with every sip. Not recommended for infants under 6 months.
Take your marketing to another level and advertise with iNews. With over 200,000 followers, the possibilities are endless. To advertise on iNews, call 231-0544 or 223-7230.
iNews Guyana, bringing you news you can trust.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Okay, folks, it's a marvelous Monday and Gabby got the Factor Fiction today. You ready, Bindi?
Let me go.
Great. We've got Antarctica is the driest place on Earth. Antarctica is the driest place on Earth.
Yeah, that can't be. That's fictional.
But it is a fact. Though covered in ice, Antarctica is considered a desert due to its extremely low annual precipitation, making it the driest continent on Earth.
Wow.
So it's cold, but it's not wet.
Wow.
That's interesting. Wow. We have the second one. There are more volcanoes in Italy than anywhere else in Europe. There are more volcanoes in Italy than anywhere else in Europe.
For some reason, I feel that is a fact.
And you'd be right. Mm-hmm. Italy is home to Europe's most active volcanoes, including Mount Etna, Stromboli, etc., due to its location near tectonic plate boundaries. Okay, shout out.
Why you like? Why I feel you liking these statements?
I'm liking it because I did not know that that was how Italy was.
You're into geography.
Yeah, I am. I like traveling and learning about different landscapes and stuff. So this actually surprises me. So we got number three. Email predates the World Wide Web. Email predates the World Wide Web.
You know what else is a fact?
And you'd be right. Mm-hmm. Email was developed in the early 1970s as a way to communicate over networks, while the World Wide Web as we know it was introduced by Tim Berners-Lee in 1991. So we had email before we had the World Wide Web.
Yeah, because I know some old people who still got their old email.
Not bad at all. Shout out to them for actually remembering them passwords because I got like 4 email addresses.
Oh, the thing about me is that all my email addresses that I have, I use the same password.
So if somebody find out one is all.
It's That's why you have to have a really strong password.
Fair enough.
And you don't share it with anybody at all.
That is true. Well, here you've got an extra tip this morning on Monday. Make a strong password and ensure that you don't share it with somebody who may want to do something nefarious to you.
Well, we come in with Tech Talk tomorrow.
Definitely.
So, yes, join us again tomorrow for yet another edition of Breakfast with RGI. Y'all enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Radio Guyana, streaming live on RGI89FM.com. More music, more memories.